Hey, how's everyone doing today?
Hey.
Yeah, all right. Thank you. So real quick thing. So Will and I got a chance to meet this morning. Will Kreth over at IDEA. Yeah, big thumbs up over there. Thanks, Will. And we were having this conversation. He's like, what are you talking about today? And what I didn't know is he was really excited and very hopeful that I would come up here and present a brand new ID registry. That's what Will wanted. And I said, sorry, Will, I'm not doing that. And see, he had that reaction. So we're in entertainment, so we make shit up all the time, right? So I was like, between then and now, I actually thought, well, why don't we just go ahead and do that today? And so I had a proposal. We should just call it the entertainment registry for individual contributors. I think it's got a great ring to it. We'll just call it the Eric Registry. I would never self-promote, but if we did, that's maybe what it'd call it. So anyway, thanks for the inspiration this morning, Will. So what are we here to talk about today? So this isn't a new conversation. We've actually had the conversation about tracking talent and contributors into the works that we've had for a long time. I've had many conversations about this for years. It's been part of actually the initial conversations of EITR. There was conversations about this. But it was kind of a secondary problem to tackle. We definitely had plenty of problem on our hands just trying to get the works themselves kind of sorted out. But over the last year or so, and maybe just because I happened to go to a talent agency, I got a little bit more interested in resurfacing the conversation. So we started having more conversations about it, and lo and behold, found out that many of you were actually increasingly more interested in actually talking about this issue, this opportunity. So while I may not be actually proposing a new registry today, we are having a conversation about maybe we should be doing a little bit, having a more thoughtful conversation on how we're tracking talent across the industry. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about today with some of the work that we've been doing in the background. Let me skip back. So a quick poll. If you work for, let's say, Sony, Warner Brothers, Disney, HBO, Fox, Paramount, Viacom, or Netflix, or work with them, raise your hand. Work with them. I just have pretty good people in the house, right? Okay, so if I name some film or TV productions such as Concussion, Suicide Squad, A Wrinkle in Time, Big Little Lies, The Post, Florence Foster Jenkins, The Daily Show, Trevor Noah, Afraid of the Dark, those things would ring true, right? This is some of your product out there, right? Well, here's where we are connected on this. So we couldn't have that same conversation without talking about Will Smith, Reese Witherspoon, Tom Hanks, Meryl Streep, and Trevor Noah, right? So that's kind of where we're connected there. And if we went over to the music business, where we have Sony and Warners and Universal, you'd also know that we have a connection there at CA. So we have Lady Gaga, Ed Sheeran, Bruce Springsteen, Justin Bieber, Zac Brown Band, The Chainsmokers. Right, okay, so we have some connections. There's some data flowing around here. And if you are anywhere in the broadcast space, there's this kind of little-known kind of content that we tend to show out there with personalities called sports. You've probably heard of them, right? So just remember, some of the highest-paid television talent in the world are actually all athletes, right? So if anyone watched the Olympics, you saw Chloe Kim. If you like basketball, Dwayne Wade, Eli Manning, Austin Matthews, Cristiano Ronaldo, right? So these are all talent that we all work with on a daily basis. And before I flip over to the next page, if I don't have your attention, one of the things that's very different now, and this is completely different now than 7 years ago when we started this conversation, and I'm just going to use CAA's talent list as an example for this only. So I'm not talking about other talent that you also have in there, but just the CAA talent list social following is 10 billion people. That's kind of like in 7 years, we went from zero to 10 billion person audience. That's kind of a big game changer, right? I think there's a lot of data flowing around about these people that's very meaningful to the work that we do. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's time to have a conversation. So if you kind of looked at what are the possible benefits, because of course you can't do something like this unless there's actually enough energy to do it, right? You actually have a use case on it. One possible immediate benefit, and if some of you get probably having the pleasure of working with the GDPR these days, but there's a lot of personal information that's been flowing around. I think everybody has an interest in trying to make sure we're reducing the amount of necessary PII that needs to flow around in the ecosystem about people and talent. Everybody agree with that? That's not a crazy thought, right? So if we kind of get a handle on this kind of concept of identification of people, hopefully we could actually start reducing the amount of PII data that actually needs to flow around. The second is the longer-term benefits, and these are in the hypothesis, but being able to have identifiers clearly has shown that we could have workflow advantages of that. It helps supports analytics. It allows us to get data. It allows us to bring data together and spend a lot less time actually trying to get to the analytic and spend more time doing the analysis, right? So those are kind of big, broad brushstrokes. But let's drill down a little bit more so that I say, mother with an apple pie and all that stuff. All right, so being more specific, because we have had a couple groups. So there's a few of you in here. I don't know if Alex Grimwade's still here. I saw her here earlier. She was a contributor. To sit down and start pulling out even more specific use cases, like what could we really do? So things like payment processing, right? We have transactions that flow between agencies and guilds and studios, and that is something that theoretically we could actually move into that kind of direction, right? Tracking projects. If I kind of took that to the next level, I mean, you would be surprised if you're in the production business, and I could say, because I'm on the other side of it, it is amazing how fully manual we are still on actually getting talent casted into productions, right? That is a fully manual process both ways, and that's probably going to stay that way until we have some way of actually having more kind of a machine-to-machine conversation to be able to enable some more of that. Putting in credits, being able to help with privacy we talked about, and other things just like name and likeness enforcement, which has a benefit on both sides of the equation, both for the talent and for the work that you're doing, as well as in marketing systems as you're trying to kind of promote both the show, but we actually now are promoting these individuals and their brands and trying to be able to bring that together and have a cohesive story around that. So what's the industry doing? So first of all of you have already started working on this, so whether or not we do something together, you are going to work on this because you all realize that it's more efficient actually to manage single mastered talent registries within your organizations, right? I bet most of you are trying to do a better job of doing that. You're trying to get it into a data warehouse. Before you get to the data warehouse, you have to master some of that data. You're trying to flow it through your systems, right? So you're going to do something whether we all work together or not. Movie Labs, Kip, where are you? Still here? Right in that front. Mr. Movie Labs. So you guys have already been doing a lot of research over the last few years in this space. So this isn't, again, a new topic, right? So this is a worthwhile endeavor. I think through that, one of the things we've talked about is ISNI, which is, if you've never heard the word before, it is an international standard. I think it's grown up for a while as an international standard, more from kind of the librarian-ish type of group. And then we also have metadata providers that have been doing this out, and you use some of their data, so you're familiar with them. Social media companies are definitely doing this, so within their own universe, and that's how they're tracking it, so Facebook and Google. And then actually top-level talent, we were just talking about EITR a minute ago, we already have talent within the EITR registry. It's just that it's not its own separate unit with its own attributes tracked to it. So we're not doing, it's not like we're sitting around and not doing anything and not thinking about it, right? So there's plenty of kind of movement already in this direction. So who would be some of the key stakeholders? So you in the room, I think that's well represented. Guilds, certainly they are definitely in kind of the people tracking business, right? So I think that they're part of it. Talent agencies like us, that's our business that we're in, is making sure that we take care of the talent. Platforms that are exhibiting some of the talent, as well as payment processors and some of the metadata providers. In addition to that, we tend to talk about kind of just the filmed entertainment part of our business, but again, there is this kind of big sports part of the business, and there's actually a lot of opportunity actually with relatively gigantic talent lists. And what's particularly interesting, if you, Marty's actually, we've spent some time talking about this topic on the East Coast, where there's actually a lot of the leagues, but if you've watched a lot of innovation in television in sports, there's just a lot more that we're tracking, a lot more interesting information, like MLBAM has done a lot of interesting things, really creating even new statistics. All of these things are kind of talent, you know, attached to people. All right, so if we all thought that this is maybe getting to be about the time where we should probably do something about it, what would the next steps be? Well, first, kind of like we did with things like EITR and every other, like the previous panel, every other initiative that we've done, we're going to have to get some kind of coalition around this for us to work together. I think that we've already started some of the process, but I think that you would have to look at some of the ID registry opportunities that you have, figure out what way you would want to go. Probably the next one is most tricky. We've started the process saying, is there a burning platform? Where's the really good business case for it? I think that there's a bunch of business cases around here, but maybe if we can get surfaced around the right ones, it allows the program to get some momentum and get going. And I think that's what we've seen in a lot of other successful cases. And then I think that we need to kind of validate this hypothesis a little bit more and then actually get going and do something about it. So what I would probably offer to you is I do feel like we're kind of getting to that time where it's for us to kind of talk more about it. We, I'll tell you right now, as an agency, we'll continue to need to do more about it, that particular problem. I think that you will also benefit in every analytic program that you do. And what I would say is if you also are a believer, don't call me. Call Guy. He's in the back of the. He's in the back of the room. He's got the.
Text me right now. There's my cell number.
Yeah, there it is. Right now, and put it up on Twitter and register Guy in Eider. All right, that's all I got. Thank you guys very much.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Eric.